Yeah, oh my gosh. So the Beatles are better with Hal, Dave, and Chris. Who knew? Don't tell them I said that. No, they'd probably be okay with it. Good morning, beautiful people. Good morning, beautiful people. I got to chat a little bit with all the friends online, and I'm so excited to be here with you. And that's it, today. Today I want us to be inspired by us, by who we are, and why it matters that we continue to live life fully, certainly, unapologetically, as the divine beings that we are. I know, like me, you're hearing all about why you're not good enough, the mistakes made, the things done that were just so wrong, and why you or me or I or we are all to blame. I know you've heard of it. I know some of you believe it. And I'm here to remind us. It's just not true. We are divine beings. We are spirit made born. We are living the life of God. There's plenty of responsibility for what we are experiencing. There's plenty of responsibility to go around. It's in recognizing and embodying our unity, our oneness with the thing itself, with the divinity of God within, that presence that resides in me and in you and all of us. That we live our oneness, that we live this truth, this beautiful spiritual principle of life, that we are one. We are one. When I can't remember, I need you to remember for me. When you can't remember, you need me. You let me remember for you, for us. So today, let's remember. Let's remember the good. Let's remember why we celebrate that. So I'm going to share a story with you. It began nearly 60 years ago. It's a long saga. Do you have a little time? So it began when the one life, the life of God, gave birth to a divine idea. An individualized expression of itself, and a child was born. She was an ordinary child in an ordinary family. Nothing special about her. She read books to learn about life. She listened to the people around her and learned about herself from those wonderful, caring people. And they did the best that they could to tell her who she was. But of course, they were looking from the outside. And this girl, she had confusing, even conflicting experiences. She knew she was loved, except when she wasn't. She knew she was good, except when she wasn't. And she knew she mattered, except when she didn't. From a very young age, this girl worked on her story about herself. She wanted people to know about her, but only the good stuff. Only the things that would make people love her, accept her, value her, and the rest, it needed to be hidden. But of course, it isn't possible to hide everything. Mistakes are made, words are said, and actions showed. She really was less than perfect, and the cat was out of the bag before it was even in it. And so this girl grew up eventually. She discovered she was looking at her life from the outside instead of the inside. And she started looking from the inside to know who she is, to know her value, to know that she's loved and love. And she came to love herself. I don't share my story because I'm proud of it or ashamed of it. I share it because I've learned a lot about myself since those days. I learned that my story is not just my story. My story is part of my parents' story, my grandparents' story, my siblings' story, my husband's story, our children's story, ours, my spiritual communities. And each one who is now or ever has been a part of my life. It goes on. My story is part of the story of teachers, of students, of friends, of neighbors, the salespeople where I shop, the people who are driving on the freeway with me. The one person who smiled at me when I was having a bad day, and the person who got the brunt of my fear and my upset in a hospital room. What I have learned, what I know, is my story is not just mine. Your story is not just yours. Their story is not just theirs. We share a story. And our part in the story, it matters. It matters. So we have been prepared to know our part in the whole by knowing ourselves, by knowing the truth about ourselves, so that we can shine the light of truth, of wholeness, of oneness, so that that light, that love, that beauty can be revealed. We have learned to shine it in the dark when those ideas can no longer remain hidden. And we might find ourselves asking the question, does the world care what happened or is happening to us? Will anyone care if we're treated badly, if we treat someone badly or not? But what I know, what I really know and I believe, is that the truth always outs itself. Truth, wholeness, oneness, love, the vibrational energy of us. And you know, it's in sharing our stories that we reveal the holes in our story. Do you know what I mean by the whole? It's not the truth. A whole is a lie, a belief of how life would be if love were not all. That's a great big hole in our story. A whole reveals our separation. And what we need to know about these holes is that they are important. They're important because they're revealing to us where we have made a mistake, where we are living a separated life, where there is this belief that we are not one. First, we are not one with life. When I am not one with the divinity of God within me, it's really hard for me to know that I'm one with you. And the biggest hole in our story is that we are separate from God, apart from each other, that we cannot be ourself. When really, there's no way. Listen to this, hear this. There's no way that God made you in its image and likeness and doesn't want you to be you. Fully, completely, unabashedly wild. With the freedom of revealing who and whose you are. And when we can freely get that in ourselves, the next step must become, we know it, of each other. We know our oneness, not just in saying it, not just in singing the words, but we allow ourselves to be transformed by the powerful truth of our word, by the powerful truth that we are one. Our story tells of our journey, of our path up until now. And have you ever been on a journey? I have. Have you ever noticed that when you're on a journey, it makes sense to pause and take a bearing, see where you are? Have conditions changed? Is there any new information? Is there information that you didn't have before that you have now that actually makes you want to change your direction? Without stopping and noticing and accepting what is, honestly, we don't have the opportunity to say, oh, here, I'm on this path, I'm on this journey. Ah, and there's a great big hole. This is where we are finding ourselves right here, right now, in this holy and sacred, beautiful moment of now. We're at a resting stop. You know how great they are? Pull over, rest, check the map, check yourself. You're good? Yeah. Need anything? Yeah, we need some love. My question is, well, actually, even before my question, my awareness is that I have been very successful at changing stories in my own life. I have. I've shared some of them with you. I have been able to, through practicing spiritual truth and looking at my life from the inside and knowing my value and knowing my oneness with God, knowing that who I am matters, I've been able to be transformed by the renewal of my mind, by changing my story. I would guess that everyone has an experience of that. Nod if you're still with me. Thumbs up if you're still with me. We've noticed it in our lives. We've changed our stories. We've changed it more than once, even the young'uns. My question to us now is, if I'm so good at changing the story of me, can I bring that to changing my story of us? And will I do it by looking from the inside out? Will I do it by remembering that the holes have been revealed for us to fill them with love, with light, with wisdom? And I remind us that we individually had to get strong first within ourselves. We individually had to remember who and whose we are sufficiently, completely enough so that then we can be that light of truth and speak that word of truth. Not just here, but here. Not just to me and not just to my favorites, but to everyone. We had to get strong first so that we could take on the places that are aching and suffering and needing us. We had to understand the power of love and light so that we can wisely be it within every aspect of our shared life. And now we are compelled to change it. We really cannot not change this story of us. So what will change the story? We will. And I have an offering. You knew I would. I have an offering of how we might do that. It's a practice that many of us are familiar with. It's a practice that I use to change one of my own stories. And knowing how well it worked for myself, I am bringing it to the world. It's very simple. How many words is it? Five. Had to count them. God's the love that I am. God's the love that I am. Put your hand on your heart. God's the love that I am. Say it. God's the love that I am. Picture someone. God's the love that you are. God's the love that we are. Very simply, by remembering, God's the love that I am. God's the love that you are. God's the love that we are. Shall we? Will you join me in this? Will you join me in knowing that God's the love that we are? For we already know that God is sufficient to all, that love reigns supreme in all and through all, that love is the great transformer. I imagine our story so precious, it carves out a nook in our collective heart so that it will remind us and influence us when we're speaking, when we're with another, that we are each and all of us born of the same God. In 1958, Ernest Holmes wrote in Help for Today on page 99, "Let us, therefore, light the candle of love, human kindness, forgiveness, and understanding in our soul, and shine it brightly. Let us not peer into the darkness troubled and concerned because it is so foreboding and unknown. Rather, let us remain steadfast in the radiance of that spiritual light of truth within ourselves. Let us stand guard so that the winds of malice, cross purposes, ignorance, or misunderstanding will not blow out that light. Let us so live each day that the light from our candle of spiritual knowledge will forever be clear and understood, not only by ourselves, but by all with whom we come in contact." Our shared story is one of light and love and wisdom and truth and wholeness. The paths of our story that have included and been shame and blame and separation need to be recognized so they can be healed, so the truth can be known. It is in knowing our unity, that we will prevail. And so we take what we do well and we do it even better. And what I know about us, what I know about you, is that we love really well. We love really well. Do not doubt. We will remind each other. Don't worry about it. If someone forgets, we'll be reminded. These were our lessons to love. Love yourself, love your friends, love your neighbors, love your family unconditionally. And let it ripple. Let it ripple far beyond we've ever allowed before. Love in the places you don't belong, for there you do belong. There is not a place, not a spot where God is not. Your love, it belongs to everyone, and it belongs everywhere. Your love, my love, our love, it belongs to everyone, and it belongs everywhere. Your light is meant for everyone. Your light is meant for everyone and everywhere. And yes, your wisdom, it blesses everyone. And yes, it is to be shared everywhere. God is the love we are. God is the light we are. God is the wisdom we are. God is the power, the joy, the beauty, the life that we are. Each of us, a divine idea in the mind of God. Each of us fulfilling that, living that, being that. And you know, we really are better together. Let your love flow. Let your light shine. Let your wisdom prevail, for we are one. Thank you. And so it is.